This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn. Let me ask you this, Jeremy. Only because this has been coming up a lot lately. Can the Golden State Warriors do anything right now to revamp that and become title contenders again? Or are they screwed?
Look, I think they still can, but you've got a lot of decisions to make. I mean, Jonathan Kuminga was a guy that got a DNP at the beginning of the playoffs, and because of the injuries, they had to play him, and he was their, like, I don't want to say their sixth man, but that's the guy we were looking going, okay, he's going to be the next one that becomes a part of their big three, big four, whatever. He's going to be an integral part of their offense. Steph Curry needs to stay healthy, but, you know, that biracial angel is, no. That guy is, he's been so good for so long, but he's been getting hurt recently, and when you start looking at how, like, what's the injuries that he's been having, they've been leaving him out for a long period of time. You can't get what you need, especially home court, if he's missing time. So if you would ask me more so, are they done or can they come back? I would say they're done. And do they blow up that thing and start moving some of these pieces off? Because, I don't know, I kind of like to see Steph Curry remain a Warrior for the rest of his career like a lot of the greats have.
I don't think that team will ever recover. Not under this current, they're too old.
Did you hear Udonis Haslem take some shots at Jimmy Butler?
He should have. I think it was reality.
Well, I'm just saying it's a former teammate where he goes, look, Anthony Edwards. He listed some other, like Shea Gilgeous Alexander. He was picking random guys.
Doesn't matter what you do to those guys, they're going to get theirs.
Yeah.
Jimmy's not that guy.
It's not that guy. Jimmy's a little bit different. You know, he's a good player, but he's not that guy.
See, I thought you could say that's taking a shot at him, but I thought it was factual. I mean, I think Jimmy's proven, especially in these playoffs, that
if
he's,
you're Jimmy and you hear that,
I feel some kind of way about it.
Yeah.
But as not being Jimmy, I find it enlightening because that's the truth. I think he spoke the truth. And I think another thing, let's be honest, if you cut Udonis Haslem open right now, he'd bleed Miami Heat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So he's also representing an organization that was good to him.
They're
going to
put
a
statue of his old ass sitting on the bench out front of the stadium.
Exactly. So he was basically saying that's why they didn't pay him. He was justifying Pat Riley's actions.
Yeah.
Because that's his guy. So I kind of expect that from him. I do.
Anthony Edwards, back-to-back years, getting his team to the Western Conference Final this early in his career. Pretty good, man.
Like, I like the way you worded that.
Yeah.
Because he got his team.
Yeah.
He got them there.
And the other thing, I sent you guys Kevin Durant taking a shot at Emmanuel Acho, who tried to convince everyone that the Celtics match up better with the Knicks without Jason Tatum. And Katie's like,
I saw that.
He was like, man, shut up. Stay in your lane.
Oh, you sent that, actually.
Yeah. I love what he said. What did he say?
These failed football players trying to get a job in TV.
No, it's one line he used specifically that I love, man. Oh, my God. I got to find it.
I got it right here. You sent it in the text. But it was like, I mean, he was saying,
Hot take artists have ruined sports.
Yep.
Never have truer words been spoken. Hot take. A lot of you all allow yourselves to be influenced by these hot take artists headline. They are, Ed, they are the equivalent of clickbait people, of headliners.
Yeah.
You put a headline up, mm-hmm. you don't read the article,
yeah.
your whole opinion is formed based on the headline.
And you know what happens if the Celtics come back and win this series? The Knicks are only 2.5-point favorites tonight, and the Celtics would be favored in a Game 7 at home. If they come back, then Emmanuel Acho is going to take a victory lap. And what you said has nothing to do with
no.
what this Boston Celtics team, with all due respect, Ed, was way better than the Knicks team. Knicks are playing above board right
Absolutely.
Now, playing great. And the Celtics, for whatever reason, they kind of whimpered down the stretch. You know, they had some injuries. They were arresting guys here. They were doing a little bit of the load management. You get a day off here. You get a day off there. Whatever. But without Tatum, Tatum's another go-to guy that you have to put one of your best defenders on. Now you get to allocate your defense a little bit better. The Celtics are still good enough without Tatum, without Brown, to beat the Knicks because it's one of the best rosters in basketball. Period. Best bench in the sport.
Yeah, for sure.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. The series is tied at 3. They resume on Sunday. Can the Nuggets win on the road, or do the Thunder advance to the final?
Man, I'm tired of picking against Jokic because the guy continues to make you look foolish. I thought the Thunder would go out there, close it out. He shows up, has a great game. I mean, the team had a great game. I still think the Thunder win at home, but we'll have to wait and see. Like, it's a Game 7. You know who's been there before? Jokic. Let's see if the Thunder, how the Thunder handle the pressure at home. Because now it reverts back to you. You're supposed to win. You're supposed to win your home games, especially a home Game 7.
Yeah.
What do you think about tonight, Ed? Knicks and Celtics?
I think Knicks close it out in the Garden.
Oh, man. I hope so, because I'd hate to see it go back to Boston, because it's just, that place is going to light up.
Yeah, if it goes back to Boston and the Knicks lose, I'm going to be crushed. But mm-hmm. I mean, but yet not, because I didn't expect them to go this far.
They have a legitimate chance to win it all.
They're a good team.
Yeah.
They made some good additions. It's better than I thought they'd be.
What about you, Rob? You like the Celtics or Knicks tonight?
Knicks.
Rashawn? Fraudulent. He's got the Celtics.
Fraud alert.
Yeah.
He's been torturing me with that.
Yeah, but again, all the other stuff's picking up too. Like Kevin Durant was saying, somebody had asked him about going to Houston. Houston's one of the places where he might land. I still don't get it in the NBA where they're constantly trading young talent for vets or equal talent that's younger.
It's older.
Yeah, yeah. Like so, like yeah. when Rob asked me about trading Giannis for the number one pick, if you were the Mavs, and it's mm-hmm. like I think I responded to you. That's a 21 or that's a 20-year-old. Generational talent and a 30-year-old generational talent. Give me the 20-year-old day after day. And the reason I feel comfortable about saying Cooper Flagg is going to be a generational talent because at 17, he was busting these guys' asses. I'm talking about NBA players. That's how good that kid is. So, and if he goes to a team like the Mavs that already have established players.
Yeah. Well, just that's why the Mavs trade with, you know, with the Lakers is so stupid. You get Luka's 26. Mm-hmm. AD, always damaged, is 32. Even if they were equal, and they're not, he's 32.
Yeah, he's 6 years older.
Yeah.
And you got a guy that wants to sign a max contract, and you can give it to him.
I don't understand that for the life of me.
But I guess we'll see what plays out in the offseason. LA's got their superstar. If Luka signs there, they're even in on Giannis, apparently. So
410-583-1057 is the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. We got our shovels at 845, but on the other side, the NFL will vote next week on allowing one player from each team to trial for the Olympic flag football team. Do you support NFL players' quest to play in the Olympics? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Yeah. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I've heard directly from a lot of players who want to participate and represent their country, whether it's the United States or the country that they came from, to have them participate in that. And I think that's something that we'll continue the discussions with, not just the union, but also the clubs. I think both of those are things that will probably resolve sometime in the next 60 days.
That's Roger Goodell. Flag football is coming, folks. It's here. It is here. And now the NFL looks like they're going to vote on whether or not they have one player from each team can go out for the flag football team to represent the country. Jeremy Kahn, you are a flag football guy. How you feel about that?
I don't like it. I mean, it's just like, do we see NBA players? Someone can correct me if I'm wrong. When they have the 3-on-3 thing? Because it's, again,
no.
It's similar, but it's not the game. This isn't what they're playing. I don't know that you need to send these guys over there. Like, this is almost going to feel like the dream team when they first came out. Even if you don't take the NFL players, this isn't a sport that the rest of the countries have been playing for a long period of time. Mm-hmm. They're going to have to adapt, learn the rules, and play. I'm not saying they can't, but the talent here is better than anywhere else for this specific sport. There's no question. There's a lot of guys that have played this their whole lives that would be coming in where you have some other guys. Like, I don't know how many teams you're actually going to get. I just think it's silly with a sport like this if a team's going to allow one of their guys to go over there.
Which is, you're absolutely right, though. Pick one of the greatest, one of the best athletes. I'd say Russell Westbrook. I think he's one of the best athletes in basketball. I don't know if he ever played soccer, but if he started learning now, he wouldn't be very good.
Yeah.
He's not going to be on the level with the guys playing for the Premier League or whatever. Like, it's just not.
And flag football, I think if you're a good athlete, you can. You can transition to finding a good position for yourself. It doesn't have to be one of the wide receivers. Mm-hmm. And there are guys that are just superior athletes. You put them back there at safety and let them gallop across the field and read the quarterback's eyes. He's going to tell you where he's going with the ball more times than not.
Yeah.
So as much as I love the sport, and I know there are a lot of guys here, the NFL and flag football are different. If you put those athletes out there, they're going to crush everyone. And I think even if you don't put those at, let's say you took college kids. Let's say you took kids right out of high school. I still think they're going to crush everyone. Because it's not about size at this point. You don't need offensive linemen.
Right.
You need good routes. You know, you need a good offense, and you'll be able to stop people on defense.
So you don't, Ed, how you feel about the NFL players being able to go out and play flag football?
I think the whole thing is stupid, top to bottom. As far as I don't think they should. I would not want one of my guys. You know, we just had one of our starting defensive players pop an Achilles in conditioning. I'd be livid if it happened playing flag football for no good reason. I think flag football it's not akin to tackle football in any way, except the ball is the same. So why is it even a sport? It has nothing to do with this, the game of football. There's other things involved. Why is it considered a sport like football? Because it's just not. It's a completely different sport. It takes skill, it takes speed, but it's not the same because, in contact football, tackle football, other things take place like tackling skills, size, strength, explosiveness. This is like, this just doesn't look like football. It's a different game. I don't care if they want to put it in the Olympics, but it's not the same game.
So, again, watching them play, I think it'd be fun. I don't want players on my team going over there. I just don't.
You want Lamar be out? Could you imagine Lamar in a flag football league?
It's ridiculous, man.
Nobody would touch him.
That's why I like it. I mean, I think, if everybody else is going to put their best athletes, then why not us?
I like it. If I'm an NFL owner, I don't want my player going out and playing in this and having a chance to get hurt. More guys get hurt in this sport than hell any other ones.
We'll find out because who's voting? The owners?
I don't know
who's. I think the owners are voting. Owners are voting. So we'll find, number one, We'll find that out whether the owners want that or not. But as an owner, okay, maybe I wouldn't. But as a fan, I want to see them.
You know what?
I want to see them.
I think the guys that have kind of flamed out in the NFL should be the ones going over there, or a guy retired and he wants to go over and play flag that's football.
When is the Olympics? When is the flag football for the Olympics? 28. So
I just think
what's this year around 25?
Yeah.
What if Tyreek Hill is retired by then?
I think he's going to want to do it.
He's going to want to do it regardless. I wouldn't mind.
Well, so the other part of this too is like I think we're going to kick everyone's ass no matter who we use.
Yeah, but I want to see the best.
Do you want to see the 108-0 games?
Of course he does.
Oh, shut up.
That's not a wide enough margin.
I mean, come on. Am I wrong?
No.
At two.
Could we score any more points?
Damn, we ran out of time.
Oh, boy. The bullets in this room right now, man, is just. Of course he does. Shut up.
But again, like watching the guys play would be fun.
It would be. Man, come on, tell me you're not going to have fun.
But if you want to, just watch the damn Pro Bowl. That's what it is now. Yeah, it's flag football. Yeah.
See, it's funny you say that because watching flag football for the Pro Bowl annoys me.
It sucked.
Watching a flag football tournament would entertain me. Like, I watched the kids play flag football on NFL Network. I watch it. I like it. I think it's fun, man.
The first time you line up Justin Jefferson on the outside, that dude's going to look like a newborn giraffe trying to catch his feet. He's like in flag football, the routes that these guys would be able to run, it's just ridiculous.
Maybe the NFL guys.
Yeah. You could just run go routes with them because they're going to be faster than most of the guys.
Sure.
And if they line up off the line of scrimmage, you just throw it right to them and let them make a move and make the guy miss. It's just... this is going to be fish in a barrel once this starts. And again, I'm not saying the rest of the world won't. Well, I am. They won't catch up. But they'll get better as this goes on.
They don't play this game.
Yeah.
410-583-1057 is the number. Don in Columbia. What's up, Don?
No chance, man. I'm a season ticket holder for the Ravens. I don't want to see somebody go out there and I'm paying to see these guys during the year to help paying their salary. And watching them get hurt, no chance. Let the pull from the CFL or some other league.
Yeah.
I want to hear what you guys have to say.
Well, first of all, season ticket holders, you help pay for the people to work there.
CFL would play for the Canadian football league.
They're not from Canada.
Fair enough, but I'm just,
that plays there.
There are over 70 members of the International Flag Football Association. The United States has won the last five, but it's not like they're running away with it.
But they're not NFL players playing.
I understand that. But, didn't the United States just lose in tackle football to Japan by, 30 points?
Did they really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, we are not necessarily, if you don't have NFL players in there, it'll be way more competitive.
I don't think it's going to be as competitive. You use college players, use whatever you want in this. It's still, if we
they sent beat Mexico 44-41 in 2021, and then Austria 19-13.
If we sent a college team over there to play flag football, they would beat the asses of the Japanese.
What's the resume of those players? Aren't they former players on the United States team?
A lot of them are former college players.
I think.
Think so.
No, not former NFL players. Former college players.
I'll look up the roster. But yeah, that's not good if you're full of former players and you're just beating Mexico by three.
410-583-1057 To address the caller from Colombia, though, I get his point. I totally get his point. He doesn't want Lamar Jackson. Now, Don, I get your point to address your call. I understand your point. I just guess I don't. I'm not the guy that says, man, I don't want him to do it because I don't want him to get injured. If that's the case, then you don't want to send NBA players to the Olympics.
I don't know.
Because they could get injured.
I don't know that any of these guys played in the NFL.
No, I didn't say NFL. I said former college.
I don't know either way. But yeah. Like I'm looking at it. It's funny. There's a guy from Baltimore, Michael Better. And I love it because it's flag football. He's the center and a rusher. You play two positions because you play both sides.
Amir Brown from Philadelphia, athlete.
I bet you most people. Was that Don from Columbia?
Correct, yes.
I bet most people would agree with Don. Mm-hmm. They don't want their players getting hurt. I guess I just don't. I'm not worried.
Matthew and Brady Kachuk both got hurt in that Four Nation faceoff. Happens.
Well, we've had.
Do you want to stop the Four Nation faceoff?
Yes.
I don't. Are you kidding me?
I liked it.
Awesome.
I thought it was great.
Why stop it?
Because if it cost them a Stanley Cup, I would be livid.
What do you think those guys care more about?
Stanley
Honestly,
Cup.
You think so?
Yeah.
Than playing for their country?
Yeah.
You get a lot of guys. I mean, Steph Curry talked about winning the NBA title and winning a medal for his country. Mm. He has a tear when he talks about winning the gold medal for his country.
He can.
Mm. You believe it? That's because he made enough money playing for the Warriors, and it doesn't really matter.
Kachuk didn't?
They did. But I'm saying, we're talking about, you're changing the conversation.
No, no, no.
That's why he can. If it was me, I just want to win. I'd want to take home a championship. I want to sustain my career. I don't like these things. I just don't. I don't know if they're wise because I've had people injured.
I want the best plan. I do. I don't want to see some guy. What's that guy's name you said just a minute ago?
What, Mr. Better?
Yeah.
I closed it out. I just remember the kid from Baltimore.
I want to see someone better.
I wonder if I played against him.
You probably did.
His name is Better?
Are you in the
He's better.
Flag football?
He is. If I'm not, I should be. The hell? Who are the voters for this nonsense?
What's that PED stuff?
Best hands in the history of this damn sport.
Softest,
that's right.
We got the guest coming on later that you love the most, Jeremy.
Who?
Dick Girardi.
Oh, man, I love Dick.
I know you do.
God. Dick.
He's coming on at 9 o'clock. Out of the Ravens Dick games Girardi. Next season. What do you see?
Oh, yeah.
We're coming back right here on The Fan. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn on this fantastic feel-good Friday. The three toughest games. We don't have to pick in a row. We can just pick the toughest game, according to Joe. All right? My three toughest games is easy. It's easy. And to me, no brainer. They come in the first 4 weeks of the season. At Bills, home versus the Lions, at Chiefs. It's easy.
To me, it is easy. That's my choices. It's like, I don't know how you go any other way. Well, the Bills and Chiefs on the road. You catch the Lions at home, thankfully. But the Lions, I think, are the best team in the NFC. I mean, I guess the Eagles have that claim now because they won the Super Bowl.
And we'll find out
one of them.
Between the Ravens, the Bills, and the Chiefs, who the best team is in the AFC.
Yeah.
Well, I'd say this. So the three games that I would, and I'll be totally
the Browns, the Bears.
No. I'd put the Dolphins there on Thursday night. I think it's the toughest thing in sports is to play on the road on a Thursday night on a short week.
You're such a gambler.
Yeah. I think that's one. You guys might laugh. Green Bay at the end of the year. We don't know what that's going to look like. I think that's an incredibly tough game, and you finish with two road games, the Steelers afterwards. You're hoping that last game doesn't mean anything to you when you're going into it. And then I would look at, I also think that stretch, you guys are going to laugh, week 11 at Cleveland. It's been a team that you've at times struggled with in Cleveland. It's a divisional game, and it's the third game in those three straight road games.
So you think not are they tough games? You think those are the three toughest?
Toughest, not opponents, but the three toughest spots.
Situations.
Yeah. Because look, playing in Green Bay, look, we get all the weather here. We get hot, we get cold, we get all of it. But Green Bay, at the end of the season, that could be an absolute bitch. And I don't know, I don't want any of my guys getting hurt playing in some dumbass game at the end of the season, especially if it doesn't matter.
You ever tried that chair right there?
Yeah.
Every day.
You know what? I don't think I want a new chair now. I think I just want to keep this one.
That chair right there might squeak less.
It's too low.
You know what's weird?
You can raise it.
This has been going on since I was in Florida. Yeah. I could hear that chair.
You could.
Through my headphones. Yes.
Can listeners hear it?
Yeah. Yes.
If he could hear through his headphones, the listeners can hear it.
He's right next to me.
No, he said when he was in Florida. Although one time when he was in Florida, you were going to go down the hall to get him.
There was that.
I could hear my chair when I was in Florida.
Of course you could. You know, it's annoying, right?
I don't notice it. Now I might.
It's like white noise to you, probably.
Why's it got to be white noise? What do you mean, white noise? You already said cracker earlier.
I did not. You said it. I didn't say it.
Going to bed with crackers.
You said it. I didn't say that. Don't put that out there on me. Right. Ed and Towson, what's up, man?
Hey, good morning. How you guys doing? Morning.
Doing well, man. How are you?
I'm good. Look, question for all of y'all. It's about the Ravens, not necessarily a question you wanted us to answer, wanted me to answer. As far as the kicker goes, like, Rob, you've dealt with having players for 2 or 3 years and then having to have a new player. This new kicker, he's going to kick in the preseason, and he's kicking 60 yarders against the air, and that's all fine and well. When he gets into the competition, game one, how much rope is Harbaugh going to give him when it, like Buffalo?
Hey, Ed.
If you're at the 40 yards.
Hey, you're one of my favorite callers, man. You are. I got the best quarterback of the game, one of the best running backs of the game, an outstanding receiving room, counting my tight ends. I ain't talking to you about no kicker. Ask Jeremy and Ed. I ain't worried about no kicker.
Well, man. I think it's a valid point, Ed, what you're talking about, because, again, taking a guy on the road against a what I guess you would call a rival now in a very important game. I mean, you get to see, as you guys pointed out, you thought Bills, Lions, and Chiefs were the toughest games, and they're in the first 4 or 5 weeks. So, but I think this kid Loop's going to be, I think it's going to be good.
Kickers are good now, man. We act like Justin Tucker, historically the best kicker in the game. How many Super Bowls we win with him? One his rookie year?
Yes.
I mean, come on. Other kickers have won Super Bowls since then. Other kickers are everybody's making 50, 55-yard field goals nowadays. Everybody's doing it, including rookies. It's no longer, oh, my gosh, you knocked down a 55-yarder. Kicking has changed, man.
But is it – so, again, the kicking has changed. These guys are better. But the mental aspect of it still doesn't. And I think that's what Ed was looking at, like having a rookie kicker, which is going to be important in a season where you expect to win the Super Bowl or at least get there, whatever. Whatever your expectations are, getting to the playoffs, getting the Super Bowl, winning it, you still have a rookie kicker. When does he not become a rookie kicker? Through week six, through week eight? You get what I'm saying? Yeah. Like that game experience. But Rob's right too. He does the same thing every game.
Exactly. That's my point.
I understand both sides of it. I don't know if I help.
My point is
I think
what do you want me to do, coach? What you do.
All the time.
Go do what you do.
I don't know what I did.
I don't get it, man.
I made both points.
Did we worry about the rookie cornerback? Can he cover?
Yeah.
We ain't worried about that. Did we? He's going up against the best wide receivers in the league. He did his job. What does the kicker have? What is he worried about? Gravity?
What happens if you bring in
if everybody in front of him, if the snap and the hold are good and people in front of him blocking, he has no defense. Mm. Nobody's touching him. All the other rookies actually have defense or offense against them.
What happens if we have this? It's probably inevitable that Owe ends up having a bang-up season, right? Like, or you get that situation where he plays well, and what if your rookie coming in is better than you expect?
Mike Green?
Yeah, then you have a nice little pass rush here. When we kept saying they need depth, and they're grabbing old dudes and guys that got released, and who's that guy? And they've all played well in this system.
Chuck Smith, baby!
He's so good.
Chuck Smith!
He is. He's good. He makes a difference.
Chuck Smith, man. Come on, give the man some credit. Rome in Columbia. What's up, Rome?
Hey, good morning, guys. I just wanted to ask, why the Buffalo Bills give me so much love, man? They went to the conference championship, right? And then they get one of the weakest schedules of anybody in the NFL.
It just works out that way because the divisions that they're playing, that's all.
Yeah, but the non-divisional games are still weak. Right?
No, because hear me out. You are designated a division to play every year. What's designated for them to play are two weaker divisions. That's all.
And their own division's weak.
Yeah, so that's why it's not like they're handpicked. These are like the Ravens. Who are the Ravens playing this year? NFC North.
NFC North.
And AFC East. So that's already pre-designated. Yeah. You rotate every 4 years. So the Bills don't have the weak schedule by design. They had the weak schedule by chance.
And you have a big advantage when you play in a weak schedule, like the Colts did for years when they feasted on that division. And now the Bills do it because they got the Jets, Patriots, and Dolphins.
So Patriots did too.
Yeah. Patriots did too, yeah. Right.
When you think about it, the way you guys are pointing it out, those things are set up. Now it's three other opponents, right. And you face the three opponents that...
On your level.
Okay, did you finish second? Well, now you face the... AFC East, AFC South second place, AFC West second place, and maybe the NFC South second place or whatever. And that's how it works out, and they try to make it as even as possible. But we've said it from year to year, some teams just flame out. We don't, divisions change. Yeah.
Dick Girardi joins us at 9 o'clock.
Hell yeah.
But on the other side, we're giving out shovels, Ed Norris.
Yeah, I'm going to give it out to a massage parlor in Florida that flipped the script. You got to hear this one. This is something.
If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter at BBMS1057. The Fan. Shovels next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Time to give out shovels, Ed Norris. Who you got?
A Florida massage therapist. This is one of the craziest stories. We all know what to, with Deshaun Watson and Justin Tucker and all the stories you hear about this and men taking advantage of women in these positions. How about this one in Winter Park, Florida? Five men have come forward, allegedly saying they were assaulted by the owner of your Winter Park massage business, Ronel Michael Gutierrez Galvez. He owns a spa in Winter Park, Florida. What he was doing, this is amazing. This is just like, they interviewed some of the victims who came forward. The guy who wants to be identified as JF. The guy tries, he basically assaults this guy in the massage table and then blames him. He says, "Why did you yell at me to stop?" He says, "I did three times." He says, "No time to invite sexual contact." He noticed that the massage guy's clothes were on the floor. And after his clothes were on the floor, he got on top of me. It was lying on him naked. Yeah. He got his clothes and left. Another guy says, it's a really horrible thing. What happened? He says, he questions the guy, the massage owner. You were touching me inappropriately. Why? He says, yeah, well, it was a stupid thing to do. It made me feel really uncomfortable. It's something that never happened before, so I apologize for that. Mm-hmm. What made you think you could take my underwear off and touch me? Yeah, I can't explain that. I feel bad. I don't know if he's got much of a case. Could be me.
Bad luck.
He feels bad, though. Yeah.
So he meant well.
I can't believe this guy. He's just lying on men, takes his clothes off and jumps on men on the table. How about that?
I think it would be harder, right?
What?
The guy? No? Anyway.
No?
I mean, it's crazy, man. When you sit here and think about what people do.
Well, we all had massages. Think about this one. You're having a massage, and all of a sudden the guy starts taking his clothes off. Yours already off.
That wouldn't happen to me.
He's taking his clothes off.
I saw this in a movie last night.
Why would that not happen to me?
You don't have men massage.
There you go.
Yeah. Because is it a sexual thing, massage?
No, I just don't like men's hands on me like that.
He doesn't want that to happen.
I want the strong hands on me.
I don't want the men's hands on
me. Beat me up. All right. My shovel goes to the dumbass over to Arundel Mills. I still can't believe this is something that happens, and I wish if you have video of it, you find somebody that they take away their license for like a year. Arundel Mills, somebody missed their turn-in where they wanted to go in to the mall.
Right.
So they decided to stop and just drive in reverse as cars are going around them.
Oh, you're kidding.
And I'm going, what entitled a-hole thinks this is okay? Just go up and make a U-turn and come back.
Yeah.
That's a you problem. And
it's really dangerous.
I'm looking, Peyton and I are in the car. I said, look at that. Look at this person right here. I had somebody else, you know, miss the exit that I get off of 97 and then kind of pull over to the brake. I call it the side and back
brake
up.
Lane?
Yeah, I call it the, my dad's always called it the brake lane. Pull over, start backing up where nobody's there and drives up. I still think that's pretty cruddy. You get what I'm saying? Like they missed it. They go off. They're not in danger of running into anybody. But as you're driving up, you see a car going reverse on the highway. But at this point, like by Arundel Mills Mall, you missed your, there. You know how many turnoffs there are? And even if there wasn't, even if you had to drive 5 miles to turn around, that's your problem, a-hole.
Yeah.
All right, my shovel goes to Brad. Got this from X. I love the Orioles and have been to 14 games already and will hit 40. The yard is part of my life. However, I think what a lot of Baltimore media is missing, especially the ones paid by the O's, is how pissed we are. Stop gaslighting the fans. Okay, this morning, see, I'm not going to allow this narrative to be put out with me. I'm not going to allow that. Because a lot of you start narratives, and before you know it, if it's not addressed, it's fact to other people. This morning, we talked Orioles at 6:15. Joe played sound, courtesy of Masson, with Kevin Brown talking. When the sound was over, Jeremy, I told Joe to play the sound again, highlighting what?
Fans booing.
Fans booing. And then I said, Orioles, be thankful they're booing right now because the next step is what, Ed?
Apathy.
Apathy.
Difference, yeah.
So how is that not understanding how pissed the fans are?
Yeah.
When I specifically pointed it out. Then I asked, did you listen to the show today? No. Okay. I'm not deaf as to how the fans are pissed at the Orioles. I've said it several times. If you don't address this and fix this, you're going to lose the fans. Just because I'm not on air making things personal, that's not my style. I don't work for the Ravens. I don't personally attack them either, do I?
No.
It's not my style. It's just not my style to personally attack people.
You know what's funny with people, even friends, listeners, whatever, bad people we love, our P1s, our friends, people listen every day. If they didn't hear it, it didn't happen.
Yeah.
I had a friend ask me the other day, you know, I didn't hear you guys talk about Pete Rose. Did you talk about the Pete Rose? I go, about 4 or 5 segments.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Half the show.
They actually blew off a football segment to talk about Pete Rose.
We have 16 segments a day. That's a quarter of the show at least. Yeah.
And it's even more than that, because you factor in callers calling in at the end of segments. Yeah. And
it's just, for me, it's like, I'm just not going to allow some people to well, ignore it. No, you can't ignore it. Because if you ignore that type of stuff, it grows. Next thing you know, to people, it's true. There's nothing to disrespect. I am not going to personally attack. If I personally attacked everybody that I disliked, it would be the whole show.
Fans also think that you should just go there and, like, interrogate.
Yes.
That's not how, like, it's not how that works. And I mean, if the Orioles really want to, they can revoke your status going in there if you're a beat reporter and they say, we're not letting you in here anymore. That's not censorship. They're a private business. They can do whatever the hell they want.
That happens after you criticize the Orioles because the Oriole birds squirt you with a super soaker and then you...
that was Mr. Splash did that.
No, way back in the day. This really happened.
Really?
This really happened. And then you...
You almost got my Tommy Bahama shirt. And it was buttoned all the way... It was opened all the way down so you guys could see my bitch tip, you know, like
that. You mean the walkout?
Yeah.
Twice?
Mm.
That's when you get revoked. For criticizing.
He walked out early because he got wet.
Coward.
Crybaby.
Cordell Woodland at 9:30. Put it on the other side, Jeremy Card. Dick Girardi.
Oh, buddy. Let's talk about horses and Dick Girardi.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning. For the show, the fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.